Speaking of big events going on around town, we have, again, we have Katie Cox and Marcy Timblin in here from the Kinnickzoo Land Trust. We're going to be talking about Sled Fest, which is coming up in just a week. And then there's an art reveal that happens tomorrow. But before we dive into these big events that are coming on and what the Sled Fest is all about, why we're doing a Sled Fest to get the Sled Hill back under public use, I guess you could say. For those who may not be acquainted with it, Katie Cox, Executive Director, please tell us, what is the Kinnickzoo Land Trust?
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Chris. So the Kinnickzoo Land Trust, we've been working in Bonner Boundary County and Sanders County, Montana for the last 20 years with a focus on preserving and working with private landowners to put land in conservation easement, protect those very special places that make this home for us. So working lands, wildlife habitat. We work on the riparian corridor, lands around our waterways. We work to save lands of cultural significance. We work really closely with the Kalispell tribe in doing that. And so we have been doing that work in conservation for the last 20 years. In the last 15 years, 10 years, we have also really tried to become very relevant to the people in our communities that we serve. So we do a lot of community-based effort connecting people to nature. And that can be all the way from our education programs. We work really closely with Lake Pend'Oreille School District. And right now we have some very cool rewild projects going on in the playgrounds. And we work with all of the classes, bringing them out to Pine Street Woods. So Pine Street Woods is the next thing. We work with our community, bringing them trails so that they can spend time in the outdoors, because we know the importance of trails and bring a healthy lifestyle and a sense of just love for the land and good for our hearts in many ways.
So you work with a lot of private landowners that, yes, and you help them establish conservation easements so that they can see that their land may be preserved basically into perpetuity.
Correct.
If a landowner holds land that's really kind of precious to them and nobody lives forever and they want to see that land continue in an undeveloped state, they can get a hold of the Kinnickzoo Land Trust and say, hey, tell me about your programs.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It really helps to, you know, the one thing we all love about, especially this part of Idaho, is that open space, those views and vistas, the ability that our farmers have to, you know, farm the land, work in the Selly Valley. So really protecting those farmlands, protecting those views, protecting the forest land around us so that we can have vibrant cities, and then we can have a really, you know, land that is also economically really viable too. So having all of this in balance is really important. So working with those private landowners so that those larger swaths of land can be protected, and, you know, so that we don't have growth that goes beyond our boundaries, and we really stay, it's really about staying in balance for our community and for the health of the land around us.
Now, Pine Street Woods is a little different story, because actually, Kinnickzoo Land Trust, was it just 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, 2019. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, because it seems like such an embedded part of our community now to have the Pine Street Woods there, our community forest. But the Kinnickzoo Land Trust led a big campaign to raise money to actually acquire and own that property now. And now you're maintaining it for the community to come out and use.
Absolutely. It's like 2 miles from the heart of Sandpoint. A lot of people actually still don't know where Pine Street Woods is. Go out Pine, just past, if you know where the Selkirk School is, it's just past, go up the hill. 180 acres right there for the community. It's all trails. In the winter, the trails turn to cross-country ski trails, fat bike trails. It's a place for you. It is your community forest. And then it is connected to two other land, one that has a conservation easement on it, another one that we're putting in conservation. So those two properties alone are another 242 acres. So all told, those acreages total 420 acres of trails. It's about 25 miles of trails, 2 miles from the heart of Sandpoint.
It's pretty amazing, actually. I was actually up there, not this last weekend, the weekend before that, with my mountain bike, and like, wow, the trail system for mountain bikers is terrific, and for walkers and and for
trail runners. I was up there this morning.
Yeah,
I saw like six of my friends. It was great.
And in the winter, it's like you said, it's cross country skiing and fat tire biking and snowshoeing. So it's a pretty tremendous asset. If people haven't checked it out, it's just 2 miles from town. Just drive up and have a look and take a little walk. But the main topic here is the sled hill, which you would pass as you were headed towards the main parking area for Pine Street Woods.
Yes.
You're in the midst of a big campaign to raise enough money to acquire that. It would be contiguous to Pine Street Woods. Tell us what the sled hill is about, what the campaign is, and then we're going to talk about these two big events you have happening.
Perfect. Yes. Since the 1940s, our town has really embraced, and it was all along, it's been private property, embraced this hill at Pine Street as like Chris said, as you're driving to Pine Street Woods, the road to Pine Street Woods actually was an easement that went through this property. It was the Wise Homestead for many years, since the 50s. And they opened it. At first, it was open to skiing. There was on our website, it's a great stories about the ingenuity of Sandpoint youth and putting together an old rope tow with a car motor. And they used it to ski. And then
this was pre-Schweitzer. This is the predecessor to Schweitzer. Yeah.
Yes. And then after skiing, after the rope broke down and skiing somewhat stopped there, then it became the most beloved place to go sledding in town. And all the way up until 3 years ago, the hill was open with the generosity of the Wise family. They let people just come in, sled. It's an iconic sled hill. It's huge. It's very tall. If I've never had the bravery to go to the top of it. But you can also take off from this nice lower spot. But it is really what was the a great economical, obviously free to families, a great economical way to be outside in the winter. And it was so fun. And it's been so sad to have the hill closed. And so we decided, along with our board, that we would do another capital campaign to raise $2.1 million to purchase the land. It also has a bit of funding in there, $200,000 for establishment costs, put in the parking lots, make the property safe for our community. And then our goal is to, once we finish that campaign, hopefully around the time the snow flies, that we can then reopen this hill for our community.
That's just this year.
That's
just
this year. That's this fall.
Well, okay, $2.1 million. It's a daunting-sounding number there, but how close are you? Are you in striking distance?
We're in striking distance. We're about $640,000 away, and we have some really we have some great grants out there that we feel very promising about, and then we have some other things in the works that we are excited to reveal to our community soon.
But I assume it's important that you also have a lot of individual donations, the small donations that, I can't afford to give you $600,000, Katie, sorry, but I probably.
You can't? Oh, shoot. That was our.
That was the whole thing today. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I can probably chip in a little bit, a much smaller amount, a little bit. But how important are those kinds of individual donations?
That's the part of this campaign that I think is so just heartwarming for us as the land trust, is that this is the project for everyone to participate in. It doesn't matter what level. We've gotten $5 gifts. We've got $10,000. We've gotten $10,000 gifts from individuals. Whatever size of a gift is meaningful for you, our goal is that everybody participates so that when people drive by that hill, they can say, I helped to save that. And this is such an iconic treasure in town. It's just, any size of a gift. We've had over 300 individual donations to this campaign, which I think is a testament to how much of a treasured piece of Sandpoint history this particular property is. So we just hope that everybody in whatever way is meaningful to them figures out a way to participate. And that's what Sledfest really is about.
Okay, and Sledfest is when?
Sledfest is next Saturday, August 26th. And it was a goal of the land trust when we were thinking about how we were going to bring our community forward and this campaign forward, that we put on an event that felt like it was a it had every sense of being a strong community event that everybody wanted to come and be a part of. And so that's where we generated the idea about Sled Fest, which is an all-day music festival on the Sled Hill celebrating this community treasure.
Music. Who would be playing at this event?
So KRFY is the coolest, so we are doing a drop right here.
You'll
of the
hear it
final
here first,
performances.
Folks. Yeah.
So we had already announced that we had Caitlin Weens, Blurred, Thrown Out Bones, our own Harold's IGA, and Dammit Lauren playing. But right now, we are dropping the last three musicians coming. So there's eight total. We have Jackson Raltkin, Mitchell Music Company, and our headliner is, this is super exciting, is Fireside Collective, a five-piece bluegrass band out of North Carolina.
Yeah.
And if you follow music, you know, especially if you follow folk music, you know Fireside Collective. They're going to put on all of these artists. I'm so excited about all of them. We're going to put on the great show for the community on Saturday, August 26th. So you got to buy your tickets, though.
Okay.
Buy tickets, people.
And how much is a ticket?
So we have adult tickets. Okay. I first want to do a shout out to our Festival of Sandpoint. So there's things that Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust can do really well. There's things that are not in our repertoire. And one of those is handling ticket sales for hopefully a lot of people. And so we went to our partners at the Festival of Sandpoint and asked them if they could help us with ticket sales. So they are generously helping us with ticket sales. So we decided that we would price the adult ticket at $50. But I want to tell you that include there's on top of that, there's those fees. So you will see fees. But of the ticket, $50 is your gift to Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust to save the Sled Hill. So so just to know that for your taxes. So the ticket is $50 for adults, $12 for the children. But then we also have a very special ticket. It was very important to Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust that everybody could come and be a part of this day. And so there is an additional ticket that we call our community ticket. And it's for those people who just right now that $50 or that $12 is too much for them. We still want them to come. So there's a $5 ticket called a community ticket. So we hope that that makes this this concert, this day of festival, open to everybody in our community, and everybody feels like they can come and be a part of it.
So this is like an all-day thing, right?
This is an all-day thing, but you can come and go. So okay. we do allow you, like, if you want to come and listen to the show that's going on at 10 and 11, and then you want to go home and come back at 3, just need a stamp. There are, just to let you know, no parking at the Sled Hill except for ADA parking. So we're asking everybody to use our bus system provided by LPOSD. We have parking at the high school, and then there will be shuttle buses coming up to the Sled Hill. Or if you choose, you can walk or you can bike. And if you walk or bike to the Sled Hill, we have a free stainless steel pint to give you. So trying to encourage lots of bikers and walkers.
Seems appropriate.
Doesn't it? Seems a little KLT, huh?
So, Marcy, Timlin, you got to jump in here. Kind of a big event to promote. How are you getting the word out?
One of the great things about this event, and really, I mean, it's kind of a testament to how KLT works, because we have a really small team. So everything we do is because of our partnerships in the community. And so I think the greatest way of getting the word out about this is that we have so many wonderful partners that we're working on with this event. And so through all of us, we're having this, you know, big blast to the community through all of our channels and all of our circles. And so, of course, social media, and if people are not subscribed to our e-news, they can subscribe to that at kinnick-sioux.org. And that's a monthly e-news, but we also, so we totally don't spam people, but we do put out just a monthly e-news, but when we have something really spectacular, such as Sled Fest or the event that is coming up tomorrow. We'll be sending out an email about that too.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about Sled Fest, but let's talk about the mysterious event coming up tomorrow. Which is the sled art reveal. Now, give us the idea behind
reveal.
That.
So fun. So we love coming up with fun ideas at Kinnexu Land Trust. That's like what we do. We sit around the table and come up with fun ideas. And one of the ideas we came up with quite a long ago, it actually came to us through one of our interns last summer. She had an idea about, and we've just let that idea grow, and it's a sled reveal. So we gave 20 local artists flexible flyer sleds to do whatever they wanted on them. So 20 artists created 20 amazing sleds that we are going to put up for silent auction. All proceeds, again, go to the Save the Sled Hill campaign. And so tomorrow night at the Pondere Winery from 4 to 8, we are going to reveal those 20 sleds to our community. So if you, I think you're not going to want to miss this. Come by and take a glimpse at these absolutely fabulous sleds. And they're all so different. And then that night, the auction will go live. And it will go all the way up until right before the final performer at Sled Fest.
Okay. So you could come check them out, scope it out, maybe put in a first bid. But there's a sled you really want to go for. You want to come to Sled Fest and make sure you defend your turf there with your bid.
Yes, you want to come to Sled Fest, but it is all online. So if you get to come to Sled Fest, you can sit on your couch. Let's say, I'm sure there's some listeners that are not here in Sandpoint or listeners that won't be here on August 26th. Do not worry. You can be sitting on your couch and upping that bid every second. We make that possible.
And that, of course, is your intent.
Exactly.
Up the bids. Okay, so that is tomorrow at Pondere Winery. It's the sled reveal party. It's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just
till 8, 4 to 8.
Okay, well, I'm looking at somebody's website.
Oh, so, good to know. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll make that change.
Well, who did that?
I don't know, communications director. So come by and check them out. It's just, mm-hmm. just cruise in when you want to and,
totally.
And check it out. There's not a structure to that, really. It's just to see the different sleds, yeah.
Exactly, and it's also a sip and shop, thanks to the winery. And percentage of the proceeds go also to the Save the
Sled
Hill.
So be sure to have a glass of wine.
Totally.
Sure.
Yeah. Or two.
Okay. Okay, so that's preliminary. That's tomorrow at the Pondere Winery. And then Sled Fest is Saturday, not this Saturday, the following Saturday, August 26th,
at the
Sled Hill. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and there'll be...
So can you fill us in a little bit more on the bus arrangement?
Yes. So similar to the festival, if you want to drive, you will park at the high school, and then there will be on rotation two buses. And so you shouldn't have to wait too long, and the bus will take you up to the Sled Hill, drop you off there, and then you'll enter into registration. Ideally, you grab your tickets beforehand. You can grab them. You can get them at the Sled Hill, but it's just going to, I'm sure that there's going to be a line for that. So if you want to have your tickets, get your tickets scanned, same thing as the festival, that will be the easiest way to do it. So then the buses will continue to rotate throughout the day. So if you're ready to leave, you'll just get in the bus line and head back to your car at the high school.
It, as you mentioned, you could hop on, because it does start at 10 a.m. and
it
runs till after dark, mm-hmm. 9 p.m.
Yes.
It's an all-day thing. You got a ton of bands coming. And people could come in the morning, catch a few things, and then...
Exactly. Go
back.
Home, take a nap.
People of a certain age. Yeah, it might be an idea. Yeah.
My age.
And then come back and catch some more of it mm-hmm. later on. So the bus will be happening. Or, as you mentioned, walk or...
Walk or ride a bike.
And snag mm-hmm. a fancy cup.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what else do you want to tell us about Sled Fest or the sled reveal?
Yeah. So I think it's important to let you know at Sled Fest, we have also an awesome partnership in iCarts. It's providing all the drinks. There'll be bar there, non-alcoholic drinks. And then we have three great food vendors. We have... Mandala Pizza coming. We have Jupiter Jane coming, and then we have the Burger Dock. So a nice mix of food there. We also will be, we'll have a Kinnexu Folk School Mercantile and a blacksmithing demonstration happening. So that will give you a little taste. We wanted to give our community a taste of what the Kinnexu Folk School is all about. There's an amazing lineup of classes this for this fall. So that gives you an opportunity. We've had all of the artists from the folk school. They've been donating items, and those items will be for sale, and all the proceeds will go to this, will also go to the Sled Hill. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun things happening right there at the Sled Hill to make it an all-day event.
All right. Well, we have to wrap up now, but Marcy, do you want to throw in a last word?
Well, I was thinking when Katie was talking about the artists and how so many of our local artists are contributing to the Folk School Mercantile and also to our sledding, our sled auction. Their gifts are just so appreciated, and we love our arts community here in Sandpoint, and we're just so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Katie Cox and Marcy Timlin with the Kinnexu Land Trust. Katie, you're waving that finger like there's one more thing you got
to
say.
One more thing that I forgot to announce, and that will make it even more compelling to come tomorrow night. There's going to be a really fun announcement tomorrow night that I don't think you're going to want to miss.
Okay. About what time? Is it 4 to 8? We can't hang out 4 hours.
Absolutely.
What time would you suggest we get there for an amazing announcement?
I would suggest you should be there by 5:30 if you want to hear the amazing announcement. Right. If you come after, I'm sure it'll be talk of the room.
Okay. So, big announcement at the Sled Reveal Party tomorrow. That's tomorrow 4 to 8 p.m. at Pyandre Winery. And then Saturday after this coming Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the Sled Fest at the Sled Hill. It's a big fundraiser. Again, Katie Cox and Marcy Timlin, thank you for coming in. We're going to actually go out with a little bit of music from one of the bands that's playing. And then we're going to come back in, and we're going to talk with Mandy Evans with the Better Together Animal Alliance about a cat food drive they have going on and some other things that are happening with the animal shelter here in town. But first, here's Harold's IGA. This is their song, Beaver Tom. It's only about 3 minutes, and we'll be back with Mandy in just a moment. Thanks again, Katie and Marcy, for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Your buffalo skivvies on.